I've been doing this job a long time.
People like to talk about the targets. Think it made them feel better.
Why don't you care who the guy is?
They never got what it was really all about. Which was,
in 10 minutes,
they're not going to be anybody.
This is Flip-Flop.
Before we get started, please give that like button a little tap and hit subscribe if you like these reviews and want to see more. We'd really appreciate it as it will help our little channel grow. Also, check out our other shows on the Tummy Twins Media, Bonding with Mark and Andy and Tangent Station with Kevin and Willis. We hope to launch a couple more shows this year and hope that you'll stick around for more. This week, we discuss the film Knox Goes Away, a 2023 crime thriller directed by and starring Michael Keaton. In the movie, Keaton plays Knox, a contract killer who's diagnosed with a rapidly progressing form of dementia and is given just a few weeks to settle his personal affairs. When his estranged son appears, desperately seeking assistance that only he can provide, Knox's grip on reality becomes increasingly tenuous. His actions and intentions swirl into a vortex of ambiguity, mirroring the elusive nature of his faltering memories. Were we excited to see the Keaton-helmed film, or would it be best to just go the way of Knox? Find out on Flick Flops.
Right now on Flick Flops.
Right now, right this moment. And the answer is...
Right now.
I gave it a...
Wait, whoa, whoa.
Well, we really jumped the gun.
Easy there, hero. Knox Goes Away, Gary. Let's do some quick numbers. Rotten Tomatoes has it sitting currently at 61% with the critics, 83% with the audience. So a bit of a jump there, which is interesting. We'll discuss that in a minute. The budget, I couldn't find anything. You couldn't find anything. And I don't really know why. I went to all the places I normally go to and just couldn't find it. We have some box office numbers. It's only, according to the Wikipedia at this point, because that's all I could really find, was $157,653. That's all it took in. So I don't even really understand the release of this film, and maybe it's going to go to a wider release at some point in time. I don't know. Didn't have any of that information.
Yeah, and I didn't check to see like how many theaters it was on during its release. I know that it was released last year. Well, it debuted last year at the Toronto Film Festival.
Right.
It got picked up. What was I telling you? Later in the year, last year, it was picked up for distribution. They didn't release it till March of this year. I still have it, the details of it being a 2023 film, I guess, because that's when it was in the film festival. So,
yeah.
I don't know what the plan is on it. I remember seeing a trailer for this once. I don't know what kind of marketing they had for this, but if it went into theaters, it was in and out pretty quick, I'm sure. So,
yeah. I mean, I didn't even know this film till you mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
So, this film was written by a guy, and I'm going to really butcher his name, Gregory Poirier.
Or you're going to get it right. Who knows?
Yeah, that may be right. I'm hoping it is, and I apologize if I mispronounced your name. Gregory's other writing credits include The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, Gossip, A Sound of Thunder, National Treasure Book of Secrets, which, you know, I like the National Treasure film, so I give him a thumbs on that one.
Yeah.
The Spy Next Door, starring Jackie Chan. Of course, Knox Goes Away. He also was the creator, executive producer, and writer for the ABC mystery series called Missing, which starred Ashley Judd, which aired for one season back in 2012. Of course, as you mentioned, directed by Michael Keaton, who is we love Keaton, so I can't.
Been a fan for a long time of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
I don't know if he has any directing credits. I guess I could have looked that up, couldn't I?
I had read that this was his second directing credit, but I could not. I mean, I didn't go deep diving on this either, but I wasn't sure what his first directing credit would have been. All right, so I don't know. Do you want to go first, or you want me to go first? How do you want to do this one?
Yeah, I can go first. And we'll discuss when we're done. I'm going to go, Gary, on this one. And I've kind of been wavering because I wasn't positive what I felt about this film. I'm going to go with 1.5. poos.
Okay.
You can do yours, and then we'll discuss where we're at with these ratings.
Close. We're pretty close. I went with one TP.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about some brief things about the. I did not take notes. I think we discussed that beforehand, that it's just it's another one of those instances where you sit down and just enjoy a movie. You don't think about taking notes at the time.
Right.
And I didn't go into this one thinking that we were going to even talk about this movie. So I, you know, it didn't dawn on me to even consider.
You did not have your notepad out.
Yeah. I didn't even have it out to ignore.
So. I had mine out. I sat and watched it with Teresa because she usually doesn't want to watch any of the films that we watch. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty excited she was going to sit and watch this one with me. Without going into details, some of the subject matter hits a little close to us, our family. So we were curious to watch it with the dementia stuff. And like you, I just sat and really watched the film, and I didn't find anything, in my opinion. And I know we're probably the worst critics or whatever you want to call it for trying to do a show about this. But, you know, sometimes when we talk about it, here and there, sometimes you just got to watch a movie and you don't need to sit and pick it apart. There's no glaring issues with me like you know, like certain films we've watched and the script was just horrible, so I couldn't stop talking about it. I didn't have any of that with this movie. It's really, in my opinion, it's a really good film. Is it great? I don't know if I'd say it's great, but I was very entertained by it. I like it. I've got a critic's response here that I'll read with you. So I chose a rotten review by someone named Holly Hazelwood from the Spectrum Culture. And her review goes something like this, quote, "Knox Goes Away is the worst kind of bad movie. It's one that isn't really bad, but is disappointing enough that its existence makes you a little angry knowing that it was one or two steps away from greatness." Now, I don't agree with that. But I wanted to put a different opinion out there because, you know, you and I, are going to be in the same field on this. We both really enjoyed this film.
Yeah.
So I could see where somebody might see that, but I just, it was good. The acting, of course, Keaton's phenomenal. The subject matter is interesting.
Hold on before we get too far. I'll tell you mine. I pulled a quote too, and I did pick a rotten one as well.
Yeah.
Mostly to give, like you said, a contrast to whatever we're going to mention.
Yeah.
I picked Dan Bayer from Next Best Picture, and he it's a rotten review. He said this film's disparate parts are all out of alignment, leading to a film about the loss of memory that you'll forget as quickly as Knox himself would, which I just disagree with as well. But go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's an interesting take on an idea. And In a world where we complain so much about how Hollywood's so unoriginal, this is a pretty original idea, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too.
There were some scenes in the movie that I didn't understand until the payoff came at the very end. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. And that's on purpose. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You know,
and you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to give it away, but there's a frame job involved. And I was like, what the F?
And that's kind of what I think makes it interesting and intriguing is you've got dementia, which, by the way, prevalent in my family as well. You know, thinking about that, I thought that they put a pretty good spin on it in this movie as far as describing when the doctor's describing to Keaton how life's going to be for him from that point on. I was like, man, that hits home, like as far as. Mm-hmm. It really puts it a little bit more in perspective, you know, and he's mentioning how, you know, you may have done something that made you happy, but you forgot what it was that made you happy. And suddenly you're just there in this state of bliss, but you don't know
why you're
there.
Right. No idea why you're there.
Something could get you down and then suddenly you're just completely depressed, but you don't remember the events that even caused that. And, you know, playing into that, making it a fast forward version of dementia, which I don't know if that particular affliction is real or not, the syndrome that he has. It could be. Right. I have no idea. But bringing that in, and then he's the complication of him being a contract killer, trying to help his son and trying to get his affairs in order.
Yeah.
all blends together to where you aren't sure you've got that kind of, you know, when you're reading a book and you can't rely on the narrator, and because, you know, the narrator comes at it from one position and that's just his perspective. You're seeing a lot of events that happen without really being too sure if it's something that he's, you know, aware of or, you know, what's going on there with that. And I thought that was a really interesting way to play that off. And it's got some intriguing stuff to it. I don't really want to give it away, but there is a lot of like, what's going on here? You know, so you feel a little lost sort of in the middle as much as Knox is. And
there were a couple, I'll say twists for lack of a better term, that at first you don't get, but they pay off well. So I was like, yeah, well done. I like the way this went. And just to touch on the dementia issue, you know, like I said, without getting too detailed, but there's someone in our family that's suffering from it. And it's a sad, very sad disease. And I don't want to get all super somber about it, but just it's sad. And it's odd because you sometimes get frustrated with the person, but you forget that they can't help it. They don't,
right.
They're not forgetting things to be spiteful. They're not doing something you told them to do out of just to get under your skin. They truly don't. And sometimes that's hard to, as the person who's on the outside, trying to keep that in mind. So anyway, good movie. I recommend it to anybody. I think it's a good film. It's a good film to watch. Who doesn't like assassins? And, you know, who doesn't love dementia?
Assassins.
Oh.
That was terrible.
And that.
That's a great joke to go out. Actually, a terrible joke, but a great way to go out.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks everybody. Like, comment, subscribe, let us know in the comments if you've seen Knox Goes Away, and let us know what you think, or is it a forgetful movie? Gosh, another bad joke.
It just doesn't play well.
I'm just going to stop now. Bye.
This has been a Touch of Madness production, brought to you by the creative minds at Tommy Twins Media.